This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Kim J and I'm a sight impaired chef. And Christmas for me is my favourite time of the year. There is nothing better than preparing for Christmas or making the meals for my family around the Christmas period. Now, one of the ones that is always a favourite is my slow roasted pork shoulder. It is amazing. It's infused and cooked in cider, and the smell of it whilst it's cooking, you just want to play all your favourite Christmas songs. Now, the ingredients you're going to need, approximately 1.5 kilograms of boned shoulder pork joint. You can go to your butcher's and he can sort of sort out the boning. The other ingredients you're going to need are 2 teaspoons of coarse sea salt, 2 teaspoons of barbecue seasoning, 4 teaspoons of smoked paprika, 1 teaspoon of mustard powder, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin powder, 1/4 teaspoon of chili powder. Now, that's optional, so if you don't want that, just take it out. 1 tablespoon of black treacle, 3 teaspoons of cider vinegar, and 100 mils of cider. Now, it doesn't need to be an expensive cider, but just a good quality cider will do. You're also going to need a baking tray that's quite deep and a trivet. Now, a trivet is like a metal sort of base that you can put in the tray and stand your meat joint on it. If you don't have a trivet, I have used things like pans or cake circles or casserole dishes, and just you can use that to rest your pork shoulder on. Now, you start off with giving your pork shoulder joint a good wash, pat it dry, and then you get a sharp knife and very, very carefully feel the pork joint. What you'll have is the soft, fleshy, moisture filled of the actual meat, and then on top of the joint you will have a layer of fat. This is thick and it is quite firm, and what you want to do is to score the fat. Now, this makes a good crackling. So by scoring, you just very carefully put diagonal marks across just the fat at the top, not going through to the flesh, just about 3/4 of the fat. And once you've done that, get about 1/2 teaspoon of the coarse sea salt and just rub it into that fat. Next, in a large mixing bowl, you add all the other ingredients and mix it very, very well. Once you've done that, just rub that mixture, that marinade, only on the fleshy moisture part of the pork shoulder. Rub it in. If you want, you can stab a few holes with a knife into the meat and just get in there and have a good time and just make sure it's all covered. Once you've done that, put it into a dish, cover it and refrigerate for at least 24 hours. Now, for me, I think 48 hours is a much better. You'll get a much more tenderer kind of pork by the end of it. Once it's marinated, you take it out, you get your large oven dish, put on your trivet and put the joint on top. Now, into that, you pour in 100 mils of cider and 100 mils of boiling water. And you put into a preheated oven at 180 degrees for 20 minutes. And then reduce it down to 150 degrees. And you cook this joint in the oven for another 40 minutes. Take it out of the oven, put foil paper all around it, put it back in the oven and let it cook. And as it cooks, the cider just infuses the pork joint, and it mingles with all those spices that you've put in there, and it is so tantalizing, and it just makes your mouth water. After about 4 hours, pull out the joint and see if it's cooked. Now you can do this by either using a food thermometer. R&IV sells an amazing talking food thermometer, or if you put your knife through to the center of the joint, it will feel firm right to the center. Now, if it still isn't cooked, put some more water in there, more cider, cover it up, put it back in the oven for another 30 minutes to an hour, pull it out and check it. Once it's out, leave it to stand for 20 minutes. It's now perfect for carving, and it literally is so tender, you barely have to touch it with the knife and it falls apart. And this pork is amazing in pita breads or with potatoes and all the trimmings. And what I do is, with all the reduced salts, water and sauce that's left in the oven dish, I pour into a saucepan, add a little bit more cider, reduce it further, add about 3 teaspoons of gravy granules, some water, and you have the perfect cider sauce to go with your pork. It is amazing and well worth trying. That's my recipe for slow cooked roast pork joint. I hope you've enjoyed it. Well worth trying. And I hope all of you have a lovely, lovely holiday and enjoy the time and enjoy the relaxation.